That's the sound of a rough ride on a North Dallas street. Jeremy Shore, owner of a comic book store on Forest Lane, knows it well.
I don't drive a single road in Dallas that doesn't have problems somewhere.
The three Dallas bond propositions call for more than $600 million in street repair and flood control, as well as money for economic development targeting southern and west Dallas. Former Dallas City Councilman Alan Wallen says there's nothing glitzy about this bond election, unlike past years when voters approved Arts District projects, the Trinity River development, and a designer bridge.
I'd say it's critical need type bond issue. I think for that reason, we don't have any organized opposition.
But there is a possible snag. The three propositions are at the very bottom of a long ballot, and Wallen is concerned people may skip them. So is early voter Craig Schenkel.
I don't know if people even go that far down. I think it's just straight ticket punching now. So critical, obviously. Our infrastructure's crumbling. So, you know, yes, we need it.
Proposition 1 is $260 million in street improvements and reconstruction, hike and bike trails, and alleyway upgrades. Wallen says Proposition 2 is $325 million for flood control to handle the flash flooding from runoff in targeted neighborhoods.
One of the primary areas that's being improved on is the area around and including Baylor Hospital, Trauma One Center for the city of Dallas as well as the county.
Flood control projects also include the Fair Park area around the farmers market in downtown and between Victory and the State Thomas area uptown, where drainage creeks were routed into underground pipes and paved over.
All this watershed's coming down from the north. These were creeks that were, you know, conduited over years ago, but they weren't anticipating the kind of runoff that we currently have to contend with.
Proposition 3 is $55 million for infrastructure related to transit-oriented development in southern Dallas. Passing a bond issue is like taking out a loan, and Wallen says this one will not raise the tax rate. The city's paid off older bond debt and refinanced others so that the city's total amount of debt remains about the same. Early voter Walter Goodman says he would have voted for the propositions with or without a tax hike.
Well, I would have voted for it even if it meant a tax hike, because we had to have it done. That's just part of living in a big city.
B.J. Austin, KERA News.